Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Ruby Discourse. Once again, I'm one of your hosts, Gramp, and with me is Turtle right over here.
Hi, yeah, that's me.
And I think in this, Turtle, we've been the number one Dominions podcast for like months now, right?
Yeah, it's since our inception, almost. It feels like.
Yeah, it's unprecedented.
I don't want to say a meteoric rise, but you know,
it's some incredible stuff. I think people are going to want us to weigh in on the controversies of the day.
Okay. In
Dominions.
That could be. You have one in mind?
My sources tell me that there's like a 5,000 page debate on the Steam forums about Magic Duel. Is it good? Should it be removed from the game?
Okay.
Should it be changed? I think Magic Duel is fine the way it is.
Yeah, it seems fine.
Yeah. So now that we've addressed that, let's talk about what we really want to talk about, Turtle.
Yeah.
Let's talk about blesses.
Well, oh, come on. I might title this episode "Beat and Quit."
Okay.
But maybe we should like talk a little bit more about Magic Duel. I don't know.
Sure, Magic Duel is pretty cool. It presents an asymmetric threat.
Yeah. So Magic Duel, for those who don't know, it's an astral thing. It works on your base astral.
Yep.
You can't modify it.
You send a dude in with a pearl to cast Astral Duel. He picks another astral guy on the other team. They both roll a d6, add their astral score to it. If they tie, they both die. And if someone wins, well, the other person dies. And if you just have, like, you know, your load-bearing god rolling around with, like, 3, 4, 5 astral, you're going against, like, Pythium, who has, like, a million expendable astral one dudes. It's just like, here we go, hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so I didn't really. So the Steam thing, someone linked, I like glanced at it.
Same.
I think the argument seems to be something like, this means that I can't get my big astral mages battle magic without getting magic dueled.
Let me tell you, I feel like that almost never happens.
Yeah, I don't see it happen often.
When you see Magic Duel used, it's usually because you are telegraphing something like really bad with a very obviously like weak astral, a load-bearing astral mage.
Yeah, you know, the thing about astral, you know, and this guy seems to be upset about that. He thinks it's bad for the game or whatever, you know. But the thing about astral that I think it's sort of interesting design is that astral is very powerful, but often has, you know, some sort of like major flaw or drawback you have to work around.
Hubris.
You know, I Mindhunt is the other big example of this.
Between Mindhunt and Magic Duel in a game where I'm playing Pythium, I had a war with Asphodel and ended up locking them down because their god was Astral 4. They didn't have any other native Astral because they're Asphodel. They didn't find Indies. So if he sent out anything without his god, I would mind hunt. If he moved his god anywhere, because it was only Astral 4, I would just be ready to, you know, Magic Duel the hell out of it.
Yeah, you know, it's like,
it's nice.
It's great, you know, like magic, you know, mind hunt is incredibly powerful. Like, it's just like, you don't have, you know, if you don't have the counter, it's ridiculously overpowered. You know, because you just fry people, mages and shit, you know.
Yeah, there's, if you don't have astral, there's like no recourse for it.
Yeah, I think there's literally, you literally no recourse or whatever.
Yeah, you just have to, yeah.
Meanwhile, if you do have astral, if you somehow manage to get astral, whatever in there, you know, like the reverse penalty is equally like intense. You know, your big astral mages get fried.
If you can bait a giant pile of astral mages to mind hunt like the wrong province, you can just, it's an incredible petard hoist. It's one of the finest moments of my Dominion's career. I might have mentioned before.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, but I mean, we have an opportunity here, so go ahead.
in Korn, I had I empowered a dryad in Astral because I just could do that shit at that point, and I was harassing Relay. And it's, you know, they're a bunch, they're a little mid late game. They must have a million mind hunters. So I slapped some water breathing stuff, sent some under some white centaurs down to wreck up his stuff with the dryad, who I gave like two astral boosters sneaking down underneath. And lo and behold, next turn, six guys fry their brain, including his global carrying unique visitor prophet.
Jeez.
It was so fucking beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, things like that are possible. They don't happen often, right? You know,
I mean, that's why it works.
Yeah, well, I hear you. You know, but like
not a lot of stealth astral.
Yes, it's true. You know, army, you can empower a scout or whatever. That's an expensive. So I've like, you know, I spent a bunch of games. I spent a bunch of games like trying to like get a Brain Reaper up. You know, like, you know, because I'm like the main counter. The main counter to this, right, you know, what I'm doing right now is mind hunt. You know what I mean? But, like, I very rarely, like, have to deal with mind hunt. You know what I mean? Like, people are so scared of the downside that, like, I don't actually see it used that often.
I feel like I use it whenever I can. But, yeah, of course. I'm pretty careful about it, but I don't assume anyone's going to have the Brain Reaper on them unless it's, like, someone who I consider, like, really good.
Sure.
I just, so if I don't know you, you can probably reap my brain.
Yeah, you know, this is all my enemies, but like, you know, so what's it called? Magic Duel, you know what I mean? Like, Magic Duel is like sort of the same thing. Like, it's a very powerful tool, but it's also like, you know.
Specialized.
Yeah, it's specialized. Weird to deploy, you know, like the main thing it whatever's the main thing it rules out is you marching a big fat stack of astral mages, you know.
I feel like you have a big fat stack of them. I mean, you can probably tank astral tank Magic Duel because, you know, spread out.
Yeah.
Like single load bearing mid astral commander that dies.
Yeah, you know, it's just like a very easy thing to work around.
Yeah, like you're only going to get nailed by it if you're being like really obvious, like teleporting like an astral three god in to like storm like a statue or something. Then yeah, you're begging for it.
Yeah, it's true. I think the lone thing that really does to like affect and shape the game is prevent anyone from taking an astral god like with less than astral sex.
That's true.
I think that's the only thing it does, like, you know, in most games.
And even then, I mean, probably okay if you're unless you're going to send them into combat all the time.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, it's just so this I feel like this guy is just like moaning over a pet issue.
I think he got it. Magic Duel real bad ones, and now it's just gonna
right. It's a bad experience, you know, and you know, we talked about
it.
Well, that's I mean, those are really whatever, you know, and
Magic Duel, why,
you know, I mean, like sometimes they literally shape the game because one of the Swedes will have like a bad experience and now he's changed the game for everyone.
That's why giants are now vulnerable to lightning and Vila, I guess.
Yeah, the vulnerable lightning because, like, you know, he's like, that's an acceptable downside for this thing I'm going to do. You know, not, anyways, yeah. But old Warriors of the Five Elements is my favorite. You know, like, now they're more expensive because I lost to them. You know.
I'm going to play these guys as Pan. I'm going to throw the game.
Oh, you shit. You sacrilege. Well, the thing is, I think they have to be playing as Pan. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. They would have to be playing his pan with that. I'll figure it out. I'll math this out.
Yeah, well, game.
I'm gonna get my hand buffs, damn it.
Game theories. Anyways, all right. Now that's the Magic Duel discussion. We've exhausted it, I think.
The Magic Duel discussion.
All right. Okay. You came here from a Steam thread, I guess. Click away now.
Was our current events clickbait. Be popular, I guess.
Oh God.
The algorithm.
What, shit, I don't know how to make we need someone to make a YouTube thumbnail. I'll talk to someone.
Smog. I'm sure our fans will help us.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
We're just talents.
True. We're not really good at anything. Not even talking. But all right. So Ramsey, you've been talking for a while. You want to talk about blesses? You want to do a comprehensive bless breakdown?
I think we can at least start one. I don't know how we're doing for time on a whole comprehensive bless breakdown, but let's put our heads into this. Right? This is like the heart of the game.
Sure.
Blesses are, as we said, it's what the whole thing revolves around. Like it's your customization thing, blessing scales, right? So
yeah.
I feel like we've probably danced around it, right? I mean, we must have talked about
it. We talk about it a lot. I think something that, you know, that happened in five, you know, from four to five is that, so blesses, for those who don't know, you know, every nation, I think literally every nation in Dominions has some sacred unit, sacred
commander or a unit or something.
Yeah, something sacred, and some of them emphasize it more, some emphasize it less, but everything's got something sacred.
Imagine if a priest or someone that you know, when they bless themselves, could regenerate damage or like punch with flaming fists.
I guess
that's blessed.
Well, so I was going to say, the thing about sacred units and mages is that they're to some extent or another modular.
Yeah,
does that make sense? You can.
This is the thing you can mess around with.
Yeah, you can customize
that's
a bless.
The fun part.
Yeah. Yes. And do something weird with them. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Gonzo shit.
Yeah. You can do. Yeah. All I want to do is gonzo shit.
Yeah. So it's if you have like nations that have like, no recruitable sacred troops, it's just like, what's the point, Shinayama? I don't want to summon Tengu. That's expensive. That makes me feel sad.
Stepped on my song, I'm never gonna repeat it.
It's tragic. We could have recorded that. We could have used that for the intro going forward.
I love that song. All I want to do is gonzo shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with it, but I'm gonna assume your rendition was perfect.
All I want to do is have some fun.
Oh, well, I know that song.
Okay, well, that song, but cleverly reworded.
Well, then I didn't recognize it at all. Your original work now.
Well, I'm not a great singer. So. Anyways, so something that happened between four and five is the blesses got more comprehensive and complex.
More customizable.
Also like way less interesting.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, just like way less interesting, you know, like
so, weird math in it, a lot of weird hanging bless
points. Yeah. Just
strange decisions.
Sort of balanced poorly.
Like they had this idea, and I feel like if I was making Dominions 5 and this blessed list is what we had, I'd be like, all right, that's a good starting point, I guess, but let's see what else we can actually do. I feel like it should be 2 or 3 times bigger than it actually is, with definitely more than literally 5 cross blesses.
Yeah, I think what's it called? I think you called it half-baked.
Yeah.
Sort of half baked. Yeah, it is half baked. And it's unfortunate because it really is kind of
like the potential's there.
Yeah, and it kind of I think someone's mentioned like, you know, like it's one of the things that makes Dominions unique for the game. You know, it's sort of a
cool.
Weird, sort of a weird whatever to
not go all in on it. That's your thing.
Yeah, but anyways, you know, so for those who don't know, the way blesses used to work was every path had like a minor bless and a major bless.
Yeah, major kicked in at like 9 path or something.
Yeah, and minor kicked in at 4 and scaled a little bit. Yeah.
And it worked no matter if your god was awake or not.
Yeah, incarnate wasn't a thing, you know, and a lot of that, you know, it was just very visceral and simple.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think all of them got play, actually, with the exception of, like, air. I think no one ever took air blessings.
No one cares about precision air shield.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, it was not good. When water nine gives you quickness.
I mean, come on.
Air nine gives you like a minor air shield and precision blessings.
Quickness centaurus was my one of my first wins. Very good. Shocking, I know. But the changes that they made here are, I want to say, linking the most powerful blesses to being your god being awake slash alive is an interesting thematic idea, but in execution mostly seems restrictive.
That's true.
I want to stretch, damn it. Just let my god be cool. But like having the god bless be load bearing, I mean, it's an interesting dynamic. I just think, you know, it's only halfway there.
Yeah, by the way, so we've agreed the system is half baked, despite it being a core system. You want to talk about the blesses in general? You want to
talk about the blesses in general? What's your favorite bless, Pastor?
The one that everyone takes all the time is Earth.
Earth? I think Earth is pretty. I like Earth as like a side bless. There's the big linchpin Earth bless is, of course, fire and chakra system. That's what everyone wants. It's like Earth 5, awake god.
Well, so the other reason everyone takes Earth is because of the protection bonus.
Yeah, that's plus 5 protection.
So Earth is like very efficient. I think the term you would use would be some workmanlike.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a workmanlike bless.
Yeah,
you stick it on your Dracon, you stick it on your Earth pig, you stick it on your your man eaters.
Oh yeah,
these three guys rock as expanders.
An Earth path on an expander chassis. Expander chassis are really valuable. It can take a mediocre chassis. Like if Maneater didn't have Earth, it would be mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now it's a flying brick. Your favorite dude.
Yeah, the flying brick. Yeah, let's not talk about the flying brick. I'm not ready to talk about that.
Okay.
I'd cut this out, but anyways, I'm currently in a game. My god is named Flying Brick. That's it. That's the story. I don't want to talk about it. The game.
What a great story.
Thanks.
Earth also has some some of the minor stuff's just very good. Like the reinvigoration bless is good for your wizards because, you know, whatever keeps them from nodding off.
It's fine.
Like it's marginal, but it's fine.
Marginal. Yeah.
The plus strength is pretty okay.
I feel it's mostly marginal,
but it's fine. It's okay. The half damage one from physicals is cool in theory.
Fortitude, yeah, it's a fringe
bless. It's expensive though.
It's EA. You know, there aren't a lot of nations that have like something worth like going all in on it for.
Yeah, it's so expensive, and even if you're might think, oh my god, it'll be really tough, but you can just cast Temper Flesh eventually.
Yeah, if you
that's it, that's a bless.
Yeah, if you have an Earth God, it doesn't make a lot of sense to take the bless just for him because he can cast it exactly.
Yeah, he's already gonna be tough as hell.
What's the other Earth one?
Affliction Resistance? That's it.
There's
Mountain Move, whatever.
There's one niche one that like only you'd ever take on M.A. Agartha to like make your statues heal.
Oh, right. That's easy to forget. It's so weird. That's a bless.
Yeah, I know. Well, they did that because before this, it used to be blessing was the only way you could get statues to regenerate.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So everyone took N9 on Agartha statues so they could regen. And they decided, like that. Yeah. So they
can't regen at all.
Now they can't regen at all. As a consolation prize, you get this thing. You get an Earth Bless that lets you heal outside of a lab sometimes.
You get bonus Earth points as Agartha, but yeah, it's so weird it's a Bless. It should just be like a national feature.
You also don't need it.
That's also true. There's labs everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and
you can just summon more.
Yeah, your statues are so tough that, like, you know, it's just, you know, it's not like they attrition like crazy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, anything that, like, you know, is doing more than like chip damage, more than like one or two damage to them, you're gonna kill them outright anyway.
Yeah, it's so weird. But Earth is generally good, like a medium amount of Earth and the fire shock resistance keep you from dying to stupid shit.
So something we haven't mentioned, and this is kind of cool. It never comes into play, but it doesn't come into play in like a big way, but it's cool, which is that your smite is now customizable with like elemental.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. The petrify smite's pretty good.
Yeah, the Earth one I think is definitely, I think it's the best one of those. It's
probably one of them. I also like the Earth Banish, because that does Earth Grip on the undead. Take that. That's really good, actually.
It's great, but it's just like you don't really mass enough H3s typically for it to be like relevant.
No, it's just a cool thing your prophet can do.
Yeah, it's fine. It is good enough that like it can like legitimately help with expansion.
Yeah,
the petrify thing. You know what
we're
I mean?
Make MA Satis just gonna go all in on Earth Bless and Lizard Kings. That's it.
Man, that would be fun.
Be real stupid to do, but it'd be funny.
Yeah, well, you know, if
whatever. I have nothing to prove. Here I come.
Hold on, I got my song. I got my song. All I wanna do, Gonzo shit. You say use good strats, but I'm not feeling it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Tear. I think the only Earth one is the one that's what, like affliction resistance that we haven't mentioned.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like,
fine, I guess.
You're unbreakable. Yeah, why would you ever take that?
You just take recuperation or some shit.
Yeah. Recuperate, which is just better in every way. You know?
If you have an Earth God, there's a good chance you're also a Nature God.
Yeah. I mean, it's not 100%, but there's a lot of...
There's a lot of overlap.
Yeah, a lot of overlap.
Shall I move on to Nature then?
Sure.
I mean, because that's what we...
Hey, man, this is your episode. I'm just along for the ride, baby.
All right, we're going to Nature next.
Yes, sir.
That's what I say. Because nature is the other part of the expander thing where you get regeneration at N7 awake. It's wicked good. Heal 10% of your hit points stacks with casting the regeneration spell in a regeneration ring. Just do all that together on your Dracon. You're healing 30% of your hit points a turn. It just can't be killed. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, it can't be killed, but yeah.
I mean, conventionally.
Yeah, it's true. Once
they start doing weird stuff, you're done.
It's not going to die to like something random.
Yeah, stay in your candles. Have your FSR regen bless. Cast Temper Flesh. Cast regen. Wear a ring. You're good. You're good for a while.
Yeah, you test something like 10 out of 10 times and testing it works and it's fine, and then you play it in a game and your low berry god dies.
I'm gonna, yeah. So it looks like you're fatigued out, my friend, to Grip of Winter. It's just shit. Cold, right? That's real, too.
Yeah.
The other good regen stuff is, of course, the recuperation that we talked about. By the way, recuperation does not work if you're old age. So if you're taking the recuperation bless with a bunch of old man mages thinking, well, now they'll regenerate when their limbs fall off, they won't. Marignan. This is a public service announcement, so this doesn't happen to you like it happened to me, you know.
Oh yeah, it's a whole thing. Isn't there a way to like make your guys younger or something?
Probably. There's like some blood spell.
Oh yeah, well I meant like on Moss. Oh no, I remember that I vaguely remember like a Dom 3 gimmick where it was like, we're gonna take a crone and make her young or something. Anyways.
There's a long-lived bless in nature also, but it takes a magic along with it, I think. And that will, you live longer. I think it also affects your starting age now if you're a wizard. That was a recent change, so, you know, you guys don't start falling apart necessarily in some cases. Which is nice. I guess I could see taking that in some nations, like Shinoyama. Seems like a pretty good one because your super boondoggle mages are super expensive and it's your only sacred anyway that you're getting until you summon Tengu, I suppose.
Yeah.
Nature has a bunch of good stuff, like low light vision. That's okay. It can be helpful.
Yeah, that
the poison resistances. Both are good because poison sucks to get hit by. Honestly, poison's really powerful.
No, it is. It's so powerful that people take like poison resistance like no reason.
yeah, totally. Because you know, vial vapors are real, and a lot of poison stuff gets thrown around. I guess it just seems like a good thing because poison's a good sideways way to get killed.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna do whatever. Here's something I think is a problem. You know, I'm gonna put on my other guy hat. The guy who is like bad for the game, blah blah blah.
Okay.
About your dual stuff. You know what I think is bad for the game?
Resistances.
Yeah, I think all the resistant like there's too many resistant blesses. Like
yes.
It's they're so boring. And they're boring because they like what they do is they make the game less interesting, right? Like the magic duel interaction, I think like it makes the game more interesting, right? Because yeah, like
great denial is just boring. Option denial.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
I love doing that to people, but it's boring. That's why it works.
Sure.
It's
yeah. No. I. What's it called? You know. It's something I. You know. It's the first whatever of Cup that I learned. My first master. Mm-hmm. He was renowned for playing a deeply irritating game of Cup. Renowned is maybe the wrong word. He was known. For being very irritating to play with or against, because the thing that he likes to do is he gets into the ring with you, he figures out what you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, doesn't let you do it.
Yeah, and then he does everything else.
That's important.
He figures out what you like to do and mm-hmm. then does anything else.
Now, when this guy was around. If he struck you, would it deal poison damage to you?
No, it wouldn't.
Because that's a nature bless. It actually kind of sucks. No talking of poison.
Oh, fine. You're back on topic.
Perfect segue. Go on.
I know you're talking, but I want to talk about. I don't like all the resistances. Everyone takes all these rainbow resistances, you know, and it's just like
wicked common.
It just sucks. Cheese.
I just want weird stuff.
Yes, I would prefer, you know, I would prefer like a bunch of like weird random little things you could do. You know what I mean? That
yeah.
That, you know, like you know what I think is a good blast, even though I never take it.
What's that?
Windwalker.
Windwalker is cool, but I think it suffers from they're just thunder weapons is real, basically.
Yeah, no, it's
that's a thing.
It suffers from opportunity cost because if you're going up air, you know, why not get something way better than Windwalker?
My other thing, the reason I don't really take Windwalker or to a lesser extent larger generally or mobility blesses in general is because that wrecks your entire, well, requires, not wrecks, but requires you to, you know, your thing to be entirely sacred. If you start mixing other people in, then they have to get left behind, or in a different nation. So you know, you only move as fast as your slowest guy.
It's situational. But I'm talking about I like Windwalker because I like it in concept, right?
Yeah,
that's like a fun, weird thing. I love larger, you know,
stuff that changes the meta.
Oh man, I love larger. So I love larger so much because it's like a small thing that like
a turtle. It's definitely not a small thing.
Oh God! Well,
it's a big deal.
Fine, but, you know, it's this one blessed that like does like a bunch of little things. It makes your guys walk a little further. They have 30% more HP. You know, like also, they're a size bigger, which like affects like you know their attack density or whatever. You know, it's just like it's great. I love it. I love weird shit like that.
Yeah, there's even more stuff like that.
Yeah, we do.
Where's my Shriek Bless Illwinner?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, smaller would be funny. Smaller would unironically be funny.
Imagine all the god names out of that.
Well, you know what would be funny, actually?
It's about small pretenders. What's up?
That too, but I was going to say, you know, it would be funny if, you know, the reason that larger is a thing and shrink isn't is because smaller isn't. Because like
fucking colossal head.
Yeah, well, there you go. Illwinter thinks that, that smaller is a debuff or whatever. I'd be interested in like a series of like, you know, scales. You can take like negative scales.
Yeah.
Right. I would like.
Curses.
Like negative blesses. Right.
People probably just min-max that shit, unfortunately, in an uninteresting way.
What'd you say?
I have a feeling it'd end up being min-max in an uninteresting way, but I guess it really depends.
Potentially. I mean, like,
I guess it depends how they implemented it.
Yeah, it's all in the implementation. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but
they implemented it like they did blesses, I guess, is what I feel like.
You know, well, you know, like some blesses are now like super ridiculous. Like ethereal is like too expensive for anyone ever. You know,
fear too expensive.
Yeah, it's crazy. Right. It's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you can buy ethereal by being smaller and now vulnerable to poison or something, you know what I mean? Like
smaller than before,
whatever. You and your memes, dude.
So this is the Ruby Discord, Ruby Discourse. Think of the fans.
No, I won't.
Okay. It would be easy.
I'm not thinking of fucking fans.
Think about poison then. Poison weapon sucks because you have to take death scales for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I said it.
Poison weapon's not. Have you won with poison weapon? Is that one of the bad ones you've won with?
No, that was death weapons and berserk. Berserk is another nature bless. That's actually funny as hell.
Yeah, I love berserk. Yeah, I love berserk. Berserk, great.
My favorite thing about berserk is that you go like, well, I just won't cast bless on my wizards. So they don't go berserk, and it's like, berserk's automatic. It's an 8. You don't need a bless for berserk. You're always ready. You're always angry.
Yeah, it's true. It's
priceless. Dark skin's good. Nature's a lot of good stuff in it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Are you going through like a list or something?
In my head.
All right.
I'm just riffing. On nature blesses I'm remembering. I don't have anything open in front of me.
Only your heart.
That's right. If I miss something, it's because it wasn't important to me. Barkskin's okay. I like it. It's the natural armor. Yeah, like there's fire vulnerability, but I've been told, and I understand, and it sounds right, that the way the fire vulnerability works, it's more like just fire just kind of does normal damage.
It does bonus damage.
Yeah, because you still get the natural protection anyway.
You know, what's it called?
Maybe.
I don't like the barkskin bless.
No.
I like don't use barkskin.
I almost never use it.
Or like buffs or whatever. Like barkskin buff. I just like don't use them very much. I don't know why.
It's they're very flat and generic, I guess.
Yeah, it's just like maybe I should. Hold on, where's that protection shit?
Like Earth actually has Earth has a +5 protection bless that is so interesting. I forgot to talk about it.
What is it?
Earth has that +5 protection bless also.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, the hard skin or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And it's just not good.
It's like you definitely don't take that for your god because you already got the +5.
Yeah, from the Earth that you pick.
Do you want your other guys to be a little tougher? I guess 5 doesn't usually seem to make the biggest difference, I suppose. Not for the price, anyway.
Barkskin is like Stygian skin. It's just like, I've tried.
I want to like Stygian skin, but I can't.
Yeah, I've tried to make Stygian skin work, actually, but.
When I was playing EA Citus, I had but the Crocagator, the Amut, the Devourer of Souls guy, the Laser Dog, whatever they call him. Fights and kills people with like hard skin and Stygian skin. I thought, oh my god, it's gonna be so tanky. This is like very early before I realized that, oh my god, these things don't stack. They don't really stack at all because my nation already has like natural protection a lot anyway because they got scales. Stygian skin is like almost nothing. It was a waste. I didn't win.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, no, shit, no.
And Largers, of course, cross between nature and Earth. For the people wondering out there, all three of them who don't know what that is.
Yeah, no, but I think larger is probably the best cross bless, right? Like, is there a better one?
No, the only other two that aren't like terrain blesses is solar weapons for fire astral, and it's not great.
Yeah, no one ever uses a solar weapon because it's only one damage.
It's like, I think it's like 3 damage and like double or triple versus undead, but. Yeah. That's not a big deal against undead, honestly, because usually with undead, the secret is volume. If it was AoE against undead, marginally better.
Oh, yeah. They're just
having like a good idea. Yeah. The other one is Spirit Sight, which is okay. But
oh, is that's what they're called, but better, right?
Yeah, it's like 100% dark vision, and you can see invisible guys.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I like Spirit Sight. I never take it because I usually don't have those cross paths going. Astral Death's kind of unusual for a god chassis. And I guess that's also one of your other limiters, finding the right god chassis for these things.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, that's something else, you know, that, like, you talk about the Bless implementation, but it's also, like, you know, like, they weren't thinking very much about what chassis could or would use these things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, the gods were all like remote, were like, a lot of them were just like wholesale imported from earlier versions of the game.
Yeah, just grandfathered in.
Yeah, they have the paths they have because they're like, oh, I don't want to do a Swedish accent, but you get it. You know, like, you know, oh, like, you know, like this guy seems
the
like,
Sphinx has the astral and the death.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Hey, well, oh shit! You stupid the accent. We're gonna.
I'm of Swedish descent, so I can do that.
Okay, all right.
This is actually my culture. I have a little Swedish horse and everything.
Well, I'm glad I'm not appropriating it, I suppose. But like, you know, the fucking Swedes. So you know, they make the jazz because they seem cool, and they make the blesses because they seem cool, and they don't really, you know.
Yeah, like in some zones just have like a, like the Eastern zone or the Indian zone. It's just desolate with what you can pick for expanders.
Yeah, you know, but like the whatever of it is that, like, you know, they don't really fit well together, you know.
No.
And that sort of weirdness and the wonkiness of like Dominion, you know, I like the Maneater, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because the Maneater is, I know that someone's going to lunge out of the woodwork and say, like, you know, like, oh, you know, well, you can use Titans to expand, but they're dummies. Sorry, yeah, guys.
It's a bad idea.
Maybe
one or two specific like counterexamples, but largely it's bad. Like,
the one that I can think of is like the fucking snake titan.
The Earth Mother can kind of do it sometimes. Monkey did it with the crossroads of Hecate, the Trinity, yeah, but he's Monkey.
Nuclear Monkey was famous in Dom 4 or whatever for like expanding with like 3 shard guards because he'd named out like the exact way you would.
He
like
knew how many squares.
Yeah,
that man could tell you where to position your elephants. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I never figured that shit out. You know,
nah. I mean,
like, Monkey had it like, you know, like down like the back of his fucking hand or whatever. So, you know, so the fact that Monkey can make something work doesn't mean that it works.
Yeah. Look, just because I got Berserker Death Weapons Asphodel.
I think Berserker Death Weapons Asphodel worked because it's a good combination.
Yeah, it's fine. It it got me through the early game as much as I needed, I guess.
Yeah, or a minimally bad combination at least.
It was minimally bad.
Yeah. Nobody takes Berserker because they're like, oh, this will solve a problem. it's a challenge.
They take Berserker because like this is some funny shit.
Yeah, it's Gonzo, and you know, and no one's won with it yet, so you're not able to do it. Oh shit, that means I have to win with Solar Weapon.
Do you think people have won with it just because Astral Death are okay? But
no, it's Astral and Fire, dude.
That's what I meant to say, I think.
Astral Fire.
Whatever your Marignan paths are.
Oh, that's fun, I guess. You know, in terms of bad cross paths, like what's it called? Like Earth and Water, the worst one, of course, right?
Yeah, so Earth and Water are bad cross paths, but it's a pretty okay chassis. Like the worm's good.
No, but I was going to say, I think the second worst cross path is Fire Astral.
Okay. Just as a pretender god to carry?
No, just like on your mages and shit, it sucks. It doesn't get you anything.
Not as a flesh, you mean? Or?
More like the Fire Astral cross path. Like, the spells just fucking suck.
Oh, those, yeah. I will say that Eclipse is good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing, but it doesn't do something that something else can't do better.
It does it cheaper.
Fine.
But I will defend the Eclipse spell. All the other holy spells or whatever, screw them. Explode in holy death things. Ritual's kind of funny, I guess. AI loves it.
Yeah, the AI loves a bunch of dumb shit, dude.
That's true. All right. We have any time for more blesses? How are we doing?
Whatever. We're just fucking around, dude.
All right. What do we have next? What's another good expander? We have water. Water has.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, well, I'm sorry.
That's
yeah.
Your buddy.
I water. I like water.
Water's okay. I feel like water only has like two or three good things, but
quickness the thing, is. The things that it has are really good.
Like the quickness dragon. That's your dog, man.
Yeah, I recently lost, for those who don't know, I did area, whatever, the MA, here in a nog, but less good, with a quickness dragon.
Pouring one out for the blender elf thug strat.
Oh, man, the blender elf. Man, I was really disappointed and bored by area or whatever.
I think everyone goes through a stage, like, yes, of wanting to make area work and just, like, I think I did it two or three times.
Yeah,
I did. I was like in Dom 4 mostly. I did death weapons and stuff. Another like, I don't know, I had a crow.
It just doesn't work. And I think the thing I've come to, like, you know, is
the crow movie motif.
Well, there you go. What's it called? I think the reason that, like, you know, you look at it and you're like, oh man, like, all these thugs. But like, the thing is. Thugs are boring, actually, and they're not good.
It's a lot of micromanagement to get them out there. And
yeah. They're so expensive to field, and they're all you have. You know, like when I finally like got one thugs.
Mm-hmm. Like one or two, you end up with like one or two major armies, and the rest are just thugs.
Yeah, I what's it called? When I finally got dogpiled, I had like something like, I didn't count them, but I had like 20 thugs or something, you know, and it's just like, it's not actually a replacement for like having an army.
No.
Like it's just not.
Yeah. Focus fire is real.
But, well, sure. But, you know, people weren't even doing that yet, you know, but it's just like, it's just not good.
It was funny for a while though.
Yeah, I mean, it was minorly funny. I was disappointed. I was trying to do really gonzo shit. Jellybird. So those who don't know, again, because this game is designed entirely by, like, you know, the Swedes are like, oh, this would be cool. And which, to be fair, is you know,
great.
I rag on it, but it's also joy of Dominion. Is that you know, it's a bunch of shit that someone was like, oh, this will be cool, and they made it, and now it all, you know, like it all fits together or doesn't, and that's the fun and the mess of it, you know, the thing that makes it challenging and interesting.
Yeah, makes it almost more real.
Yeah, sure, you know, but like, you know, like, there's all these spells, and like, you know, some you know, like the fucking. Who is casting the spell of the astral fire that burns underwater? Like,
hell if I know.
Who's using it? Like, you know, but like, doesn't matter.
There must be a guy.
It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, you know, water has that spell that, like, insta kills people, liquefies them. But, like, I've never seen it actually.
Bone melter.
Yeah, bone melt. What a cool name. Because
it's a cross. It's a astral. Probably an astral. It's a water nature cross path.
It is, yeah. See,
I've like, used it sometimes. It's funny.
Yeah, it sounds funny. I've never
Haley One, man.
I've never seen it, you know. Like, but like, you know, there's all this fun shit. But anyways, where was I? What did the thing? Oh, Jellybird. The Jellybird is a jellyfish on a stick.
Hell yeah, my friend.
and it fucking it's all it's really yeah only. It's fire.
Of course, you're going to thug out your guys with this.
Yeah, it's fire and astral cross path. And it gives you, it's two-handed, gives you protective force 20, which is to say, protective force only fires every other turn.
Now, right? If you give this to, it has a 50-50 chance, I think.
Hold on, I got to finish describing the fucking Jedi. One second. But also, like, so it's basically a brand. The instead of like doing fire or ice or whatever the dumb shadow thing is, it does AOE 1 paralyze and 25 poison damage. It's really funny. It's like
super funny. I appreciate that anything with arms that Relay has that you could give this thing to would just melt instantly in melee.
Yeah, there's Relay has literally no chassis for it. It has nothing. Not even.
All the cool gods don't even have arms.
Yeah, I mean, well, the king in yellow might, but he's
not one of the cool gods.
He looks.
He gets the utter vest. Yeah.
I know, but the thing that should not be, which has arms and you'd think would be able to, it only has miscellaneous slots. So you literally have no. So, yeah, so you have nothing
to what if you get a Kraken?
A Kraken? Sure, but like
dual wield jellybirds.
Sure. I went probably through a phase up. where I was doing like comedy Krakens. I'm tired of the Kraken, mostly because the Kraken is like 8 map move, dude.
It's too slow.
That thing can't go anywhere. It sucks.
It should be able to jet around.
Yeah, I agree. Anyways, it's
Jay fun. Burton. Please fix the Kraken.
The Kraken used to be good, and now it's bad, and we just have to accept that. So, he's got to go fast. Anyways, but yeah. So the Jellybird, I had like for a while, like I'd been like, man, like Jellybirds on fucking like Sidalord. You know what I mean? Like fucking it up. And so in this game, or real bad dumb. You know, I finally got really to like making a whole bunch, a mess of Jellybirds.
Yeah.
8 or 10 of them. I was putting them on my fucking Sith Lords, and they fucking suck.
Imagine how weird it must be that this, this glamorous elf comes up, and he's just like hitting you with a fucking jellyfish on a stick. Like, yeah. What the fuck? That's not thematic, Yu-Yo, as you're like fatally boiled by a man of war.
Yeah, it was disappointing. I was so hype about the Jellybirds, and they were disappointing.
You should have someone draw an elf building a Jellybird and use it as the thumbnail.
Oh gosh, no! I was gonna go with the clickbait, whatever. We'll see. Well, you know, what does fucking do? Whatever. We'll ask for some art, and whatever's first produced, let's go with. Anyways, okay. We were talking about blesses. Water blesses. Water's quickness.
Quickness is good.
Chill aura, which is underrated.
I like chill aura. That's what I think was one of my blesses in the at your urging, in the underwater game I was in. I cast the I turned all the forests bad.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah, no. Well, Jay Brereton pointed out to me because chill aura works underwater for some reason.
It does.
I don't know why.
Nice to see you. Get fine. Water gets cold, I guess.
Yeah, it also gets hot.
I don't believe you.
I don't see why heat aura doesn't work. You know,
it's weird, and I agree.
And chill doesn't, but fine, whatever.
Chill is less likely to be resisted, I feel like, in general.
Yeah, no, yeah, because it's not included in FSR. You have to like take water specifically.
You need to take cold scales though, but which is usually usually a deal breaker because of snow move. There is a snow move bless in water, but
yeah,
it's again, it's one of those movement blesses, so sacreds only. But I hear that Jay Burton has made a snow DM where that gives all units snow move. And looking forward to seeing that because I hate snow.
I don't care.
I don't have a strong feeling about it. There's water breathing. That's something you can take if you want to bully you, I guess, in a specific game.
That was only the one time, and it didn't work. We talked about it didn't work.
Water breathing bless makes you sell Vone incredibly, usually.
Water breathing bless is so bad that like it's on
Incarnate
my
list too. That's even better.
Oh yeah, it's on my list of Gonzo shit to try to win with.
Yes, find the right map.
It's
plus defense bless is fine. Cold resistance is okay, I guess. But there's not a lot else there, I don't think.
Oh, it's just, well, yeah, I mean, Quakeness is the big one.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I don't, so the thing everyone takes, of course, is the plus defense.
Yeah, just plus two defense is actually kind of a lot.
No, it's fine.
It's good.
You know that Quickness gives you that already, so like just
take yeah, but it also causes a million points.
Yeah, whatever. Just fucking design your shit around it.
Yep, your dragon. Yeah, do you want to give them the advice on making the Quickness dragon so they don't self-own?
Don't expand outside your candles. Set them on fire close.
Yep. That way he runs up to them instead of flying behind them where he gets stabbed to death.
Yeah. You know, the Swedes do these changes, and now your dragon really shouldn't fly. He should be a pedestrian. But I don't think they realize that, like, you know, they've made it so that flying is now bad for your pretender. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Swedes, get them.
Let's see. That's it for water. That's important. Like, there's probably some swamp move shit in there. It's cross bless. Who cares about?
Who cares?
Again,
like, you know, like, there's so many of these buses, like, resistance or, like, walk better in mountains. And it's like, that shit sucks, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care about that fucking shit.
For what it's worth, if you have fire or cold resistance, you also don't take the plus two fatigue penalty for being in high temperature provinces as appropriate.
Whatever, man. Who gives a fucking, you know what I fucking
want? Guys, to see if they're starving right now.
You know, you know what E10 should be? E10 should be like a fucking petrification bless, dude.
Hell yeah.
Like my God, you know, like that
petrification aura.
That's, you know, like with you know, that's insane. You know, or something. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like a
petrification charged, on death.
Maybe it's like a charged body thing. You know what I mean? Or like, yeah, or like a petrification death explosion.
Whatever. Yeah.
You know,
blown
like
to rocks and shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say you
entire battlefield gets rain of stones for a turn,
or let's not get crazy, but like, you know, it should be something fun and
I can make up whatever I want. I'm not gonna implement this.
Well, come on, I'm trying to be realistic here. Semi realistic.
Yeah, like Army of Lead Plus stuff. I don't know.
Oh well, sure. Well, yeah, you know, stone skin. Yeah, I mean,
borrowing.
You know, fucking like it, yeah. Well, I mean, fortitude, I think, is actually probably as good as stone skin. Mm-hmm. As a stone skin bus would be, because fortitude kicks ass, it's just very expensive.
Let's see. I guess there is air also, speaking of charged body.
Yeah, so in the old days, no one ever took air blesses, and now air blesses are like great.
There's a lot of good air blesses. Shock resistance is fine, precision's okay. I think you can do like a plus archery distance when isn't there. That's the suspect, I guess. Most archery based sacreds outside of mods anyway are not good.
Are there any?
I mean, mods are good ones in the game.
No, I don't care about mods.
In the base game, I mean, Kailasa, they're kind of too expensive. Kalums kind of suck because they don't have wings. Maybe it's mostly maybe helpful with javelins, but why would you make around that? You wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't, and you don't.
Nope. The precision bless is good for wizards, so charge your body's funny, but you'll blow yourself up too if you don't also have shock resistance from some sorts.
And charge body.
Here's your wind walker.
Charge body is funny. I like charge body.
It is funny. I take it with like a shock res though, so you don't kill yourself. Or make peace with with the fact you're gonna kill yourself. It's the other option.
Yeah.
Let's see. Windwalker's good. Thunder Weapons is insanely good. Everyone loves it.
Okay, so for those of you who, if anyone's not from our community, where it's common knowledge that Thunder Weapons is really good. The thing that's really good about Thunder Weapons is that it paralyzes. It's without shock resistance.
If you get stunned, you can't do anything.
Yeah, so you know, you put it on a sacred who hits good, and like now all of a sudden, you know, they're just murdering everything that comes into melee. Yeah,
if you hit them first, they can't hit you back.
So it's really really good for that reason. It's by far the best of the weapon blesses for that reason.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Speaking of weapon blesses, we totally forgot frost weapons existed.
Well, I was going to say, fucking so many blessings, like, besides thunder weapons, like, you know, like, solar weapons, death weapons. I mean, withering's fine, but, like, you know, you have thunder, you have withering, like, all these shitty, like, weapon blessings, they suck ass.
Fire's okay, but only because it's armor piercing.
It's fine. It's a failure of imagination.
Yes.
The failure of imagination. Like, you know, like,
they link poison weapons to having, like, death scales. They link cold weapons to having cold scales. They link fire weapons to having hot scales. They don't.
Yeah, anyways.
Cold weapons sucks. They need balancing. Same with the poison weapons. Poison's a part of nature, guys. It's a defense mechanism. Snakes don't spread death and disease wherever they go. You don't need to have death too. I guess that would be venomous weapons, wouldn't it? My bad.
Oh, jeez.
I guess he's also air shield, which is still something I rarely see taken because it's thunder weapons right there. It's 7 air. That's really affordable.
Great. Thunder weapon kicks ass. The Swedes want to listen to this, and they'll be like, oh, the only thing they'll change is, like, make air weapons worse, thunder weapons worse. It's like,
the only thing they will change is they'll make firebrand weapons require heat too.
I mean, they're not even firebrand weapons. Like, I do, like, a small amount of extra fire damage.
Yeah, it's like an extra, it's like calculated independently.
It's not a lot. It sucks. I don't like it. Anyways. Oh, yeah, sure, fire. Fire might be a dark horse for worthless.
Fire horse is just kind of it's a workhorse. Yeah, the plus attack is good. All the morale ones are just low-key good.
Are they? I've never been like, oh, man, you know what I need? Plus one morale.
It's because you get plus one morale whenever you get blessed anyway.
Oh, true.
But they're not great, but they're fine. Death explosion's funny.
All the way at the top is all one. Jesus. Oh my God.
That's way too expensive. It's like 8 or something, isn't it?
Whatever. It's too expensive.
Who cares? Fire resistance. It's fine. Aww. Heat aura is funny.
Heat aura, okay. Heat aura and fire shield, I both like. They're both
fine. Those are good.
Yeah, but I do wish it was technically possible to take both of them at ruinous expense. I think right now it's not.
Like as Abyssia, maybe.
Well, no, I would like to change. I think it would be funny to like make your own Abyssians. Right,
you Aaron know, Young like, gets fire bless points. See what you can do.
Oh my God, you can make flagellants into burning ones. That's so fun. See, that's funny.
That's kind of a lot, yes.
I love that. Has anyone done that yet?
I don't know that they've done. They tried to stack them.
I bet it's really bad, but I bet it's I bet it's also really.
That's terrible.
Oh man. Okay. Well, that I've never even looked at Marignan yet, but like. Maybe.
I think you would like M.A. Marignan because they get like a whole bunch of bless points.
Oh.
And they have like two types of recruit anywhere secrets.
Oh, okay.
Glandulants are any place with a temple, and your sacred cab or any fort with a temple.
Oh, okay. Well.
They're really fun. They get like a bonus astral blood and fire point. And the Baphomet that has God Chastis, it has all three of those.
Oh, my God.
You can make all your head of a major corporation jokes is good.
You're losing me, dude. I'm sorry. I'm doing my best here.
Wrap it up.
Okay. All right. Well,
you can take on the rest of the blesses later.
Well, what is there? Well, I mean, we're almost done, right? We've got
like three more. There's like death.
Let's just motor through. We're almost
all right. Let's talk about the death ones. Death weapons is too expensive. It's like two armor negating damage, magic saving throw, and disease magic saving throw. You want to stab them, they're going to die. I'm going to die 2 months later.
It's dumb. You know?
It's like 8, too much. Fear is good, but it's 10. That's too expensive.
I've never seen fear taken, like ever.
I've seen it, and it's usually bad because you had to pay so much money for it, so many design points for it, whatever.
Yeah.
Wither weapons is good because it's cheap.
And, I think fear would maybe be worth it if it worked like old fear, but it doesn't.
I think fear would be worth it as it is with the new nerf if it was like 8 or something, because that's way cheaper than 10.
I mean, like, but imagine like taking fear on like swans or something.
Yes.
If it worked like it used to, you know what I mean?
It's just this baleful honks.
Baleful honks. I love it. I love it. All right.
Dying on there. That's another good one for them. You know, extra hit points, always good. I guess nature also has extra hit point bless. So, you know.
Sure. I mean, those are like negligible.
It's all working stuff.
You're buying individual HP points. Like
you're like half dead, I guess, which is okay, I suppose, to keep your guys from dying to disease if they're old. I'm never going to do it.
Yeah.
What else? Undead leadership. That can be good for your lava zots.
Sure. Oh, well, yeah. That's true. I do have a gimmick strat that revolves around the existence of that bless. So I'm not gonna piss on that one. That's funny. I like a lot of logistical blesses with the exception of like the walk better.
Yeah, ones that you like cart dudes around, like the undead carny one gets really important in the late game when you summon demons.
Is there a magic command bless?
I don't think so.
Like an astral or something?
I haven't noticed. Not such that it's penetrated into my brain, I guess.
Well, there ought to be.
There's a normal leadership bless in fire. Astral has magic resistance, which is good to have.
I think astral and blood might have like I know that thunder. Shit. I think astral and blood, have like the coolest, like most fun, most well designed shit.
Yeah. I think they should definitely be more like that. Everything's like about right priced except for like etherealness, which is too expensive because it's too easily countered.
Right.
But it's got magic weapons. It's fun because, you know, take that ethereal thing.
It's got penetration.
Yeah. No one knows what fate weaving does, but it's cool.
Right. Yeah. Fate weaving is cool in concept. Some guy can vomit some numbers at you and you'll be like, all right, man, I'm going to take something else now.
Hell yeah. Put it on giants because the swipe don't combine fate weaving with a repel bless of plus attack because it
whatever. My eyes have glazed over. I am not listening to your fate weaving.
Astral has a plus spell casting distance. Take it for take it on Ulm for your shotgun.
Farcaster rocks. I love Farcaster. Yeah. I love Farcaster.
It's fun on some if you have like smaller dudes, just they can't kill them.
Yeah,
I had like luck, fire shield, and blood vengeance on my flagellants in MA, Marignan.
Oh man, blood! I think blood is the only one that has like. I mean, I guess maybe quickness is also appropriately priced because it's really good. But like you know, like blood's flagship bless, you know, which is the blood vengeance.
I'm so glad it's not 10.
Yeah, it's the only one that's like it's appropriately priced. It's at the top of the heap for a reason, you know. It does something you want it to do.
Yeah, you know? A bunch of other blood ones are just like you know, rocks and other stuff.
Fucking blood bond, blood surge. These are great blesses. These kick ass.
Bonus stats. Blood bond is funny because it's good until someone casts gifts from heaven.
Well, no one had ever done that before.
No one.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware.
It was you that did it.
Yeah.
I mean, no one else took a screenshot anyway.
I didn't do it. I advised someone else to do it. They did it. Worked.
Zier from the shadows.
Well, that was that fucking Theridos game. I needed.
Yeah, it was.
I needed
another pawn falls.
Well, no, it was a pawn not falling. I needed Lanka to like not kill Marverni or whatever. Like,
not too fast.
Not too fast. So, anyways,
slow enough.
Anyways, but yeah, shit, no, but yeah, I don't know. I like Astral. I like Blood. I think that whatever is like you know like Astral and Blood are like the best, most interesting. Paths of magic.
I don't think there are a lot of astral blood gods, Shane.
I don't, there's, you know, there. I mean, there are a lot of astral. Like, are there any astral wiki expanders?
Not good ones.
There's the Kraken, but he sucks now.
You have to like bolt it on. Like, I looked into this a little bit, but generally no luck.
Yeah, you know, so people, you know,
the celestial dragons die real easy.
Also have JVBM, yeah. Through a celestial dragon, yeah. I had a gimmick strat that revolved around that. I don't know if I'm ever going to use it. It involved whatever. Anyways, maybe I will use it one day, so I won't talk about
okay.
it. But yeah.
Stay tuned, guys, for when he eventually uses it and talks about it.
Oh, fuck. I
mean, welcome to the Ruby Discourse.
Yeah, our listeners are thrilled. Anyways, you know, but the fucking rag on me for the man eater, but.
I like the man-eater.
Man-eater's great because the man-eater, as I mentioned, he's an awake expander chassis that has blood, right? He's a viable, durable awake expander, like instead of like the Devi of Darkness or whoever, you know, who sucks.
Now, when I do when I do my mod shit, and I try and add like gods to whatever nation, like I'm trying to fill gaps and like because all my stuff is like Asia zone. I mean, there's just so many fucking like gaps of, I guess, archetypes or path combos or just like awake expanders at all.
Oh,
fill all that shit in.
Yeah, you know, like, so I was talking about the Earth stuff. Like the reason that like everyone takes Earth is because like a lot of the good awake expanders have Earth. Having Earth on a chassis all of a sudden takes a mediocre expander and makes it viable.
Yeah.
Right.
Won't just instantly die to a militia.
Because the man-eater, I think, is like natural pro, like 14 or 15 or something. Like, he's not great, but he's Earth. So you take Earth 8 or whatever, and now all of a sudden he's a flying brick.
Yeah, and he can cast, like, you know, the Earth buffs eventually once you get alteration up there.
Oh, yeah,
you're good. Once you have, like, Timber Flesh, it's just like, hell yeah, buddy.
Or what's it called, you know, or the Sphinx, you know, but you know, the Sphinx is like a similar whatever, you know.
I want the Sphinx to work so bad, but it never does.
She is astral in death, but like, you know, she's totally non-viable because she can't fight a small group of militiamen without dying.
Like, right? If you could get one to the end game, it's like casting Soul Drain, motherfuckers, but you gotta get there.
Yeah, no, you know, and that's... And so I don't know. This is like a game design, whatever stuff. And on the one hand, to me, this is barely designed, and that's what's fun about it. On the other hand, like, you know, sometimes you're like, man, it would be very easy to like, you know, do a pass over these things and think about like basic synergies.
This is why we have modding in JDBM, I suppose.
I guess.
We're trying to help you. Just fixing the mods.
No, I'm not downloading your mod.
You can learn all about bees.
Eventually
once the long-running game, the long-time game playing on Wii hits.
We'll see.
There's an arc.
I haven't won with Yis yet, so.
Eventually you'll just be like, I can only play in mod games. It's the only way I can feel. And eventually you'll start making mods.
Jesus.
The sickness.
Well, I'm making a podcast, so.
It's true. This is maybe this is just a different way the disease manifests.
Yeah, but this is. All right. Well,
we all cope in our own ways.
It's been over an hour, I think.
Oh wow! Yeah,
time flies when you're talking mods. It's been over an hour. So you want to call it? We can call it.
Yeah, let's call it here. This has been the Ruby Discourse. Thank you for joining us on this our episode. We're going to fix this one time, right?
It's going to be 99.
Wow.
Yeah.
The next show is our 100th show.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it'll be, yeah.
Incredible.
All right. Hey, Ramp, you want to take us out with a song?
Go for it.
No, I'm asking you to sing.
Oh,
Come on.
I got nothing.
Come on, Jesus Christ.
No, sorry.
Wow.
It's total blank.
My girlfriend's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Turtle's girlfriend. Happy birthday to you.
All right. The William Shatner spoken word. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.